This is Jane Quasar, and welcome one and all to from and as a and today I just want to let everybody know that today is April the 20th, 2020, and we have an extremely special show for all of us. And we have our very special guest, Q. Many of you know of Q. And today his presentation is what we call the shock factor. Presentation by Q. So welcome, Q, to this very special call.
Wow. This is how I'm going to start. I love it. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. This is so fun. It's such a great, what a great experience and an honor. I can't thank you and Billy. She's helped me so much. And you have too, Jane, and encouraging me to let's get her going here. And, you know, BBS Radio is just so awesome for so many people. And I can't thank all the listeners today and in the future, and encourage everybody to use their knowing powers for the following information we're going to deliver. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jane.
You're very welcome. So everyone, be ready. This is going to be the most enlightening program show you will have ever heard in the past during your many, many lifetimes. So here we go, Q. Thank you very, very much.
All right. Well, that's quite an introduction. And again, I encourage everybody to use your greatest discerning abilities as we go through some of the topics today. Use your knowing powers is my encouragement for you all to feel what is right and discard what isn't for you, because the universe is unlimited and you are unlimited. And I treat you and all of you as incredible peers. And I am not special. I view you as special. And I would like to start that way, to never forget how incredible you are. And no matter what is said about me, no matter what is ever said about you, we just want all for everything and everyone. We only want everything perfectly in perfect harmony for what our inspirations and joys are. And I'll start with a quick song that I'm gonna that I'm going to read real quick to settle our energy real easily, if you don't mind. And Jane, anytime you want to interject and have me let's say translate some of this communication, I'm open to anything you want to do if you want me to extrapolate on some of the topics. But first, I'll start with a quick song that I will read.
Oh, thank you.
This is from a band called Depeche Mode, called Home. Here's a song from the wrong side of town, where I'm bound to the ground by the loneliest sound that pounds from within, and it's pinning me down. Here is a page from the emptiest stage, a cage or the heaviest cross ever made, a gauge of the deadliest trap ever laid. And I thank you for bringing me here, for showing me home, for singing these tears. And finally, I found that I belong here. The heat and the sickliest, sweet smelling sheets that calling to the backs of my knees and my feet. But I'm drowning in a time to a desperate beat. And I thank you for bringing me here, for showing me home, for singing these tears. And finally, I found that I belong. Feels like home. I should have known from my first breath. I call mine. God send the only true friend. I call mine. Pretend that I'll make amends the next time. Befriended the glorious end of the line. And I thank you for bringing me here,
for showing me home, for singing these tears. Finally, I found that I belong here.
Now, I think we can start. What do you think, Jay?
That was so awesome and beautiful. It just brought tears to my eyes, and I'm sure for many already. So thank you. More than thank you. I know we'll just say thank you from the bottom of all of our hearts.
Oh, good. I've been practicing all week, so that's good. All right. let's get to it.
All right.
Today's monologue, with great care, is going to have the three topics that I'll do my best to get through. We got a lot of information here. And my goal here is to get everybody to throw us a million questions after this information I transfer. And the short version is I can't wait any longer, and I was voluntold to get this done. So I'll leave it at that. We'll talk about how I was voluntold to do this, and it's my own inner being that's doing this, of course. But the summary of points I'm going to cover today is a history of me. And I'm going to go in depth about you, everyone listening. And whenever I say you, please translate that into us. And the third topic will be us, and a summary of opportunities and solutions and so forth. Is that okay if I start that way, Jane?
That's beautiful. Perfect. Thank you.
Okay, very good. Well, it's fitting that I'm wearing sandals today. That's my best joke today, but we'll start before I came into your reality in what you're perceiving as your lifetime. And so again, when I use you and your, I'm talking about us. I'm communicating with a form of language that's designed for us not to be able to communicate very easily. And it is designed almost exclusively for this conversation so that we cannot translate how source works in the English language. So do your best, everyone listening, to feel the information that comes through my harmonics and through your heart center, because that's how I communicate with you right now, even though I'm using the English language. And I will do my best with what I'm calling a linguistical train wreck. And so just feel the information, despair it or keep it. Either way, listen to the words, but feel my knowledge best you can, just like I feel your knowledge. Again, I consider you all great, unbelievable peers. And here we go. I've been to this planet many, many times, but I'm only going, and we can talk about many of my past in singularity and as a collective. I will tell you and make you aware, this will be very common knowledge to you soon. This is you're exactly like me. But here's the value that I hope to bring, I desire to bring, inspired to bring, is that I have my memories back from living in other universes and the multiverse in singularity and as a collective. So we'll talk about the last primary time I was here, although I've been here off and on. The last time I was here was 2,000 years ago. And the entire PSYOP about me has been created so that I couldn't have this messaging today. It's beautifully done. Your media has done a great job, and your biblical system has done a great job, so that when I come back, you think I'm an idol of some kind when I'm just like you. So before this time here in singularity, the reason I was removed 2,000 years ago is because of the Galactic Federation. And I'll show you what some of those, the Galactic Federation is not their defined name, but for these conversations, we're going to use the Galactic Federation as our title for them. There's many councils, there's many individuals, and basically basically, here's kind of what a conference call looks like with the Galactic Federation. So, how are you guys doing today? Hey, good. Hey, we got Earth evolving again. You know, we got a good type of human this time. We really think we got this one right this time, and we're going to make it this time. Okay, great. All right, I'll call you guys back a little bit later, and we'll see how you're doing. All right. Let's bop forward a little bit to the Fourth Crusade. Hey, what's going on over there? I'm hearing a lot of noise over there. Oh man, there's this dark magician. He's decided to take over the planet, and he's the only one that lives in castles. And he took all the potatoes and all the gold. And so you guys got this? Yeah, we got this. We're all gods. We can do this. Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's see. Let's buzz forward a little bit. Hey, what's going? Why are you guys burning down the entire planet? Oh, there was this illness. It was the Black Plague. And so, how'd that happen? Well, you know what? The sorcerers they grew. There's a lot more of them. The dark is getting darker, and there's more of them. Okay, so you guys want some help or what? No, we got this. Okay, all right. Let's go to World War II. Hey, it's not looking real good. What do you guys got going on there? Well, let's send in some hotshots. Okay. 1964. You killed our hotshot. What's going on? What are you guys doing? What? All right. And here's the last meeting. You got a better way? I do have a better way. Go participate and be one with them. And you go learn how difficult it is to be in that type of human body. And furthermore, how come they're not ascending every 2,000 years? So yes, I was here 2,000 years, and so were you all. We consider this a rescue mission. This is a rescue mission because your choices have been taken away from you because of the vessel you're in. And I'm going to go into great detail how they do it and why they've done it. The opportunity to leave this planet is with you every second of every moment of your life here. The opportunity to clean up this place is with you every second of every day of your life. The point I'm making here is I'm with you. I'm with you now. I can see why the ascension process is not happening, and we're missing it every 2,000 years. And if I'm here right now, I'm going to let you know you're ready to go. You got this. We're all capable of this. We're all incredible gods, goddesses, if you like. And if I'm here, they know I'm here too. And that's what your entire life has been about. And for the most cases, at least in the summation of our political and biblical structure, is to make sure you do not get an understanding that you are a spirit being in a soul trap. And the reason they don't want you to know it is because they know you could take them down immediately. So here's the biggest trick I want to convey over and over again until I'm blue in the face, and that is your spirit body comes before thought. Your all your knowledge when you came into this universe is sitting right there still. And you can have it whenever you want. So now we're going to keep with the topic of me. We're going to use me as an example. And all the people that this resonates with know that I'm not the only one that this has happened to. And here we go. As this version of humans was created, know that they are thousands and thousands of years ahead of you before your consciousness comes into your physical body. So again, we'll stick with me as the example, but everybody is also getting their memories back just like me, and they're going to be able to connect the dots. Before you come into the physical body, genetically, they've already mapped through the NATO and DNA which vessel, human vessel, is going to have more capabilities or less. With me, so they already know not only my mother, but my great aunt, 3-4 generations before me, they're already watching us come, the spirit come into that lineage of physical body. So they know and this is a good thing and a bad thing for the aliens, and or we'll say what we're going to call the dark. We'll just stick with dark. So the dark folks, they know we're going to get here every 2,000 years, and they know many of us are being recycled through the reincarnation process, which is an alien technology. Karma, dharma, all of it. When you get recycled, in my case, I'm from source continuously. So this is why I have the value I have to all of us, is my goal, is I'm not here physically with you. I am in a body partially and predominantly in source. So I'm a light being. I come and go. I encourage you to go to forthepeople.space. Ron Amatron, my brother, he has some great summations of what I just said. Maybe you watched Conscious Life Expo 2017, Ron Amatron, Creation Lightship. That's where we come from. We come from a portion of source through the ascension process. So if we've showed up in your lifetime, you know you're ready. You don't need very many of us. So in any event, the opportunity for the bad guys is very vast when source shows up in your reality. And so here's what they did to me when I got here. The first thing, when I was born, they install a biological implant. It's a living being that can be tapped into remotely as a transmitter and receiver and a genetic modifier. So they can change my body type. And remember, we're using me as an example, and I will go into great depth of how much technology they have. They also put a microchip in me, all of which took until 2017 to be removed from my organic body. And that's why the Q posts, that's why they started then. The third one was later on when I went into the programs, but in any event, I'll talk about that one in a bit here. The family that I lived with was very normal and recognized that they already know where all of us are. So just start from that. Every genetic lineage, they have a map of us. They've created the entire biosphere of humans. They know exactly if you go inside their control room per se, you look like a farm in pins. And every one of us has a barcode on us, and every one of us has is populated a mesh network. So you're worried about the iPhone tracking you. It really doesn't matter. That's a decoy. Not to say they can't do that with the iPhone. That's another rung of ding dongs. Bottom feeders is the technology you're using today. They really don't matter compared to the other echelon of dark. But in any event, we're all tracked continuously. But they did an extra job on me because they know I'm from source. All right. So, and most likely many of you, because you have more of your light coming through you, and physically you have less restrictions because we've grown out of the hindrances of the DNA. In any event, as I go through life, one day I'm 4 years old, roughly, and my dad no longer lives in my home, and I have a new dad. And we're going to call him Mr. Pavic, and that's actually his real last name, and I don't care. Mr. Pavic is a police officer. My mother is a prominent person in the public health industry in a major municipality. And what Mr. Pavic is capable of doing is he's a sheriff with the county we lived in, and he also made super soldiers in Vietnam. All right. So Mr. Pavic not only is capable of hypnotization, he was also CIA, and he worked in the military. although he worked in the Army and no one knew he was in the CIA. And he came from a bloodline of individuals that did this generation after generation after generation of programming people, even in the medieval days. He's a dark magician, if you will. So what he was able to do is install personalities into my father, personalities into my mother. They get divorced. That gentleman now commandeers, by the way, targeted this family because of our genetic lineage. They know that there's going to be more light body in these physical bodies, and they get more bang for the buck. All right, so this is not to discredit the beautiful people in the CIA, because there are some. But you must realize that all of these organizations have silos within silos within silos. And you're starting to see some of them pop up now. Pretty hard to fight a war when you're fighting with the same guys that are on your team, you thought. And so that's very tricky, and that's why it's very tricky for this phase of our assumed evolution here. Hard to fight an enemy that's standing right next to you and you didn't know it. In any event, Mr. Pavic, he would use our capabilities, we'll call it, through the black magic worshiping systems, predominantly on from basically Minnesota to California. So let's call it 25 states, a quarter, almost half the states. He would use this for black magic rituals. And these are, of course, very satanic sexual magic rituals. And they could do that. They do this for many different reasons. It's the type of being that were bred into them. They desire the luge that they get from torture. They desire the luge from devious, unauthentic sexual black magic. And they like to do it with children. They like to do it with tremendous, disgusting perversion. And implement their will on you for dark magic. So the goal is to make you more like them in these black magic rituals. Okay, so when, as an example, we use me as a 5-year-old, when they put me into those type of programs and or black magic rituals and yard me all over the country, and I can guarantee you that I did interact with a president, and I will not say his name, in one of these practices for respect for their family, because I know their family members have no idea what was going on. In any event, the goal there is really, because we have more capabilities, and many of you who may have been in a similar situation, we have so much more capability that they can steal our sexual magic energy, is what they'd call it. They can steal our light from us, so they can get more of our energy when they do torture us, when they get great. So adrenochrome is just the tip of the iceberg. So everybody remember that. That is a cover for what's really going on here. In any event, there was many years of that. And one day, Mr. Pavic decided he was going to hypnotize me. I remember being in Minnesota, and it didn't work. And so that's the beauty of being me. In some regards, I fought out of it and couldn't hypnotize. And I can't be hypnotized in this physical body. I can't be hypnotized any longer. In any event, with exceptions, I suppose, so because I can hypnotize myself. But in any event, we'll say I had a somewhat normal life from that point on, but my mother never recovered. They got divorced. He left my mother and left all of the personalities in her. So now I'm getting cleaned up a little bit. I still have some personalities in me, but I'm recognizing me even when I was 7 and 8 years old. But my mother, he installed programs in her by hypnotization and another reinforcement measure, not sure what to call it, but they installed these personalities so that when I said a trigger word, she'd go into a different personality. So my whole life with my mother, I'd come in and I'd have no idea what I was talking to, who I was talking to. And that's the point I'm trying to make here is these black magicians aren't installing personalities. They're installing other beings. They're installing what some might call a djinn. They're installing all sorts of unbelievable beings. So if you're a hypnotist, you're not on my good list because it's so delicate. If you're a remote healer and someone's and you're going after someone's energy, you're not on my good list. Although there are some great healers, but it's very dangerous and it's very supple. Take great care, dear ones. As my life goes on, this occurred in my elementary school. They had, and this is this. You can take this to the bank, and this is again how the education system was merged in the 70s, and maybe the 80s. We could say really had a lot of traction through the 60s and 70s. What most of those funny tests were was finding out who has the capability to put into other. Excuse me, other programs. All right, so maybe some of us remember in the Western world, there was one day you were just doing multiple choice questions. All of a sudden, there was a computer sheet that came out and you had all these boxes you had to fill out. And there was these comprehensive questions about how many rabbits does it take to make a chicken? And so you went, I'm 8 years old. What is this? Okay. Anyway, most of the public schools in the 70s, the CIA was grooming for people to go into hyperspace programs, secret space programs, super soldier programs. I don't like those definitions, but we're going to use them because that's what people are familiar with. I would call them secret soldier programs. What happened, the process they used at my elementary school is one day someone comes into the classroom and the teacher says, hey, you did really poor on that test. We're going to put you in a special class by yourself with a special teacher. And we're going to go ahead and we're going to get you some help because you just bombed that test. All right. So I go to the special room with the special teacher. Of course, it's a very kind and pretty woman, very nurturing. And what they did is they started testing you on your abilities here and there that you don't recognize are your abilities. And that would be your psionic capabilities, of course. And they, okay, well, we have some candy pills here for you that'll help you with your math skills and stuff. And you take them. And so that's what you're hearing about. Some of these guys are calling it 20 years and back. Well, that's not actually what they call the program. For me, it was probably 120 years and back, and that's a very long story. And I will ask Jane. So maybe one day we'll just do a show on that. In any event, the pills that I was given were to age, progress and regress me and get me in the systems where we would do on unbelievably nefarious things. And I'll do my best to get through some of them, but it's a very long subject. One of the agendas was to, because of my abilities, like you, to know what time and space is, even at a young age. They don't really care about your age. Because I could go see through my knowing a location in the inner universe and the multiverse, that's what they wanted. They can't get out of the universe. They can't go to the other dimensions. And so they're constantly trying to get to the other dimensions. And that's all we're here for, by the way, is to stop us from ascending. They can't get out of here, and that's why we give them hope. How do they do it? That's all that's going on here. And how do we stop them from leaving? That's That's period what the agenda is on planet Earth. And there's many people that know this information. And that's why I keep my identity as close as I can, because as soon as I come out and you know this information, they'll whip out pictures and puppy dogs being kicked by me or who knows what else. So they turned me into, and many others, they turned me into a professional astronaut that's not even close to what I was. So remove astronaut from your definition of how you travel through hyperspace, because you do it through an envisionment and knowing process. And that's why all the ships that can travel interdimensionally instantly are done through a living being. So all these vessels have the ability to attach organically to our spirit, for these of conversation. Predominantly what I was driving, it's not the term we use, but just for these of conversation, predominantly what I was driving was cargo vessels full of humans, alive and genetics. Those genetics are the fuel for the darks. They are they have many different uses, and they're the monetary system for this planet, for the darks, and abroad. So the problem they had with me is I have a bigger agenda. I have to see what's going on here. So remember, I started with the Galactic Federation. Why is it so tough down here? Well, maybe you better go see for yourself was the end of the conversation. Okay, I'm gonna. And so to go through that program, knowing full well I could get out of it, I had to see how, why, what, where, because it's so, it's just so vast what they're doing here. So, of course, they had trouble keeping me in the sedation of not knowing I'm me, because when you go to drive the vessels, they take the leash off you. So my handler, much like my stepfather's capabilities, Mr. Pavic, my handler was an alien who could manage my thoughts before I even started a thought. So if I went to hit him, he'd already have hit me before I even got my hand to move, is an example. They read your mind so quickly. It's even before you can, because they've made you genetically, they've made you slower than them on purpose. So our spirit is much faster than theirs, more capable of theirs, because we're multidimensional beings. They're not. But in the vessel we're in, they have more capabilities, and they've used that the DNA to expand their capabilities. And by the way, they have all their memories back. And most of them live hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, but when they get back in another body, they have all those memories too. And so they're very good at this. In any event, they had trouble with me because I'm a light being. I'm not a physical being, although I'm participating in a physical body. They had trouble with me because I would always pop out of it. Okay. So anyway, what they would do is they'd backlog. So I go back into the reality of being the child again at school. And now I have memories of that experience, what I just told you, that memory looks like I went to downtown with all my other peers, and we went to the Wizard of Oz play. Okay. So they filled my head full of field trips. Okay. Okay. Shit. We got to get them back. Okay. I flunked the test again, back into the single teacher. Hey, get your candy pills. Do you remember what the average temperature of a human is? Yes. Okay. 78.3. All right. Okay. All right. And away I go again. Okay, so that goes on for probably 2 years, and each time I'm gone, I would say that was probably somewhere around roughly 10 to 15 years. But because they can cut and paste time, my family, of course, doesn't know it, and nobody around in my surroundings knows it. So they take you right back, and we'll talk about that technology in the future. In the future, if you get it. My favorite joke, of course, is I used to be a time traveler, and so that's essentially what they were using for, because they know I am a time traveler, although that's not the definition I would use It's not my preferred. So they know I have the time traveling capability. They know others of us have it. And that's what they were in. That's what they were adopting then. Okay. When that wasn't successful, concurrently, they are doing their best to understand how source comes into a physical body, but doesn't reside here. And a lot of people use higher consciousness. Why we're multidimensional beings and they're not. So all of it is always being observed as I've trapped a multidimensional being and I can get him to do tricks. And so that's how it works. And this is predominantly was run through the CIA. And so the CIA would infiltrate the education system. The education system was designed to be infiltrated and mold you into what they wanted. And of course, the underworld is the one directing this. And we will go into detail about the underworld. When they get tuckered out with me, that's when the torture started. So they know they can't kill me, and they get a lot of bang for the buck on the dark side by seeing us tortured. And I'll go into that because they can use it for a lot of different things. So when they kill me, they'll do it in a dramatic way. They don't anymore. I've been killed 4 times this year, by the way. If we look at it and by annum anyway. So they know that if we have a portion of our Merkaba looking at a portion of our genetics wanting to be in it, they can't kill us. And that goes for everybody. But that's a very long subject. But as a light being, it's more instantaneous for me. So in any event, I guess I better get tired of saying that. I got to find some new words here. The tortures look a lot like this, and I still have a lot of scars regarding them because I can observe the past, and I don't hang on to the past, and I encourage everybody to exercise with that. But I need to examine it so that I can get you the information. So I want you all to know that some of this information is going to be real tough, and if you don't want to hear it, it's tough information. When you see stories called the Biden laptop or Nancy Pelosi's laptop, I want you to replace that with the underworld. And here's what a portion of the underworld looked like when I was being tortured because I was misbehaving. I wouldn't do tricks anymore, so to speak, because I know I'm time traveling. They know I could see that I could take them into time. I could take them to where they wanted to see and predict the future. And or time travel is not based on the measurement of time. It's based on the measurement of knowing, understanding the knowing of, in this case, the culture of here, or the culture somewhere else, knowing the direction that we're all going. So if we want to go to a coordinate in time, so you see some of the remote viewers, they're really close to getting it right. But knowing it's there is what they used me for. So I'm misbehaving. So if I know, because they know I've been to 2150, if I know where we're going, now they could change and manipulate all the way up to the timelines going forward. So there's a competition against the aliens cutting and pasting time and the three-letter agencies that are doing their best to control the outcomes of many different timelines. It's very, very vast subject, but that's one of the reasons they hunted us all in these programs. Hang on just a second. Mm-hmm. I get tired of hearing myself talk, so I have to put some liquid in me. Anyway, as we go into the torture sections, it's really just a form of harassment, and because they know they can't kill us, we live forever. We all do. We're all walk-ins. We're all magnificent gods and goddesses, as you've heard Billy say. She's got it right. The tortures look something like this. even today, it's difficult for me to take my shirt off, even though I've been fairly fit and not embarrassed of my body whatsoever. But they would take, they cut the entire front of my skin off. And so they take all the skin off of you and then let you die slowly with chemicals, prodding, all sorts of things to get you not only to share the information you have, but to watch you when you die from the physical body. They're doing their best to trap it. So they believe the traumas are something they can use and record into another physical body. That's their great trick. They take that luge of the torture, and they watch the light column go out of the body and back in, and they can't figure it out because we're multidimensional beings. But they've been here so long and they're so tired of being here, they think they can literally, they think they can be us, and they don't know how it works. Okay. They want to get back to the God source. And once they get one, someone like me, Ron Amatron as well was tortured brutally. Princess Diana, another light being. When they do the torture, they get two bangs for the buck. They get to watch everything coming and going, and they get the trauma. Okay, so what do they do with the trauma section? Let's say you killed me and you tortured me first, and then you used my blood. What they and plasma and genetics, whatever they want, they can take that. And now that epigenetic recording in the trauma is now given to another being in which they're breeding. So the clone factories that exist on this planet are vast. And now if I want to make another human being, I can clone it. And then because they can map the genetic sequencing and or they know exactly how the Merkaba, the light body, comes into the physical body. Okay. So as a spirit, you have a goal just like mine here. You really want to get here and take the dark out of here and bring back this planet to the light. Okay. So we can't help ourselves. We love doing it. We're master creators. We're going to take care of this. Well, these aliens have gotten ahead of us, because, they know how to map the inspiration of the Merkaba's geometry to a physical body. They're experts at it. They're genetic geniuses. And so your desire to be in this geometric pattern and participate here is what they're watching happening over and over and over again. Okay, so an example of a human clone is what you're seeing now all over the planet. Do not take this as a negative thing, because there is a very happy ending at the end of this. But most people only have about 20% of their light body in them. When I say most, I'm saying 95%, because of the genetic engineering here and the epigenetic mapping and molding. So the reason for this is we're getting too savvy. Because as the human being grows and grows, the DNA does, and the light body wiggles its way and expands it like a flower. I've talked about this in the past. And now they got problems. Okay. So about 3 hours, maybe arguably 4 or 5 hours every month, you're 100% human. And the rest, you're being stifled by that genetic engineering that started thousands of years ago. So for me, the reason I'm able to talk to you about it is because I'm not here in real time. So I'm watching them cutting and pasting time, and this is why they're doing it. They're stopping you from recognizing that you're your light body, a spirit, consciousness before your physical body. So they keep engineering these human vessels, knowing full well you're going to come back into them. So I'll start again. The fact that I'm here again 2,000 years later is your clue why there's so much aggression here now. So if I'm here, now's our time because we're growing out of the soul trap. Anyway, I'll continue with my life. Just to wanted to make sure I got that out, but it is got a very happy ending. Don't worry. What else they could do with me is now with that summation. It's very, that was a very Cliff Notes version, if you will. What you can do with a human, and we'll use me as an example. You can now make another human, another being. And because my light body has such a desire to be here and participate and understand and learn what is going on here, how come everybody stays here for thousands of lives? Why don't they just go to another planet? As an example, most spirits have one life on a planet like this, and they go to another planet. You don't have to stay on the same planet your whole existence. As an example, it's normal for us to spread out. We're master creators, billions and billions of opportunities. By the way, notice no one's talking about the multidimensional planets in the alien agenda. That's because they can't get there. We're the only ones that, you never hear anybody talk about Bernardo as an example. I've spent lots of time with Bernardo, but that's because it's a higher dimensional planet. And so there's your clue. The Arcturians are good. Yeah, right. Palladians are good. Hey, the Pleiades is a massive place. I don't care for much of the Pleiades at all, but there are some outstanding individuals there. There's some outstanding planets. And look who gets the bad rap. Orion went through an incredible, a very efficient ascension process several times now. And of course, there are the bad guys on the block. Not to say there's not bad guys there, but in any event, stay on topic there, Keister. should have came up with a better name, huh? Anyway, here's what it looks like when they cut and paste. So they manage the clones factories, and here's one way they did it with me. So now they can have your Merkaba geometric relationship to you. So they basically, it's almost like taking a picture of the light when it comes in. They can see the geometry that you are and know what you will anneal to, for lack of a better word, in a physical body. In this case, I was punished more or less, but it's a double trick. I'm a double agent at this point. And they put me into a gray alien. But I've had many experiences of gray alien, but at one point I'm in an alien body, and they used me since I was an expert at flying, driving. They put me in the Area 51 programs, and believe it or not, Billy, the co-host, she co-hosts with Jane, was the colonel commander of that base. And I taught Billy how to fly. Now, what's amazing is Billy's now getting his memories back and remembers it without me telling him. So Billy and I don't have a relationship on the physical plane until we probably we've never met physically, but we know each other very well. We've probably known each other by these conference calls for about a year. Any event, that shows you how far ahead of the genetic mapping they are. They can cure any disease, by the way, and they're creating most of them. So I'm going to go back to the torture and where what the CIA has that is endless, and the weapons they have are endless, and why this is such a unique, complex situation. When I've observed the torture chambers, for lack of a better term, they're actually just factories. They're manufacturing factories. Again, this is going to be tough information for a lot of folks, and this is happening. And you can thank your hardworking money going to some of these factories and systems. One of their favorite things to do is fill Olympic-sized swimming pools in series, a lot of them, and put living people in them while they're bleeding out. So I think we all know Olympic swimming pools are very large and very deep. And what they can do with that is, as the hundreds and hundreds of people are dying, what they'll do is they'll turn the heat up, and they can get the slurry they want for the death. the serums that they want to make the clones. So what you can do with that, so we, let's say we have, so they can do it in volume in that respect. So you get all this trauma in a slurry, and then you put it in incubator tubes that are about 6 feet tall. And when the being is going through gestation, all it is ever eaten is epigenetic traumas. So they're filtering the minerals and byproduct of the trauma of the swimming pool full of people that are dying slowly and bleeding out at a temperature they prefer, and a slurry and a chemical solution that they put in there. So now the beings that they're making are now born with traumas and very, very dark energy. They can literally bring in an alien soul that's very dark and put them into a human being that runs around your society day in and day out. So as I do not joke about it, they're putting babies in blenders and making them congressmen. Okay, I'm sorry that that's the truth. And so what they're doing is they're taking your the consciousness of a human being and only giving it a very small portion, while the dark side inherits more of it. And that's why you see not only the hybridization, but you see very dark beings in a lot of prominent positions. But you can't tell there's an alien in there because they look like a human. So that's one of the gifts I have for humanity, is I can see them. Because I'm not here, I'm a multidimensional being. I'm from source directly. And this is not a statement of ego. It's just, this is natural for all of us to be able to be either independently living in singularity, creating in the universe, or in my case, I'm a transient that time jumps, space jumps, whatever word you like. And I get to observe the cutting and pasting of time. And now I'm actually able to go to that space right now. So I can actually go to that factory right now. That's how the knowing works when we do the traveling. Okay, so concurrently, there are some other services that we're doing here related to the Q-post, and I'll explain those too. I'll briefly talk about some more of the tortures real quick to show you how far they will go. The darks love the wood chippers. They literally take several people alive and they put them in wood chippers and they get the slurry they want to make the most demonic being they can with the human being. And what we're seeing now is a race to the end of the 2000 year cycle. So at the beginning of this 2000 years, these individuals weren't so prominent, although there was dark individuals here 2000 years ago. But now there's a lot more of us. And by the way, notice how strong the propaganda is about me. So they've done a good job because they know I'm going to show up again. And they know there's going to be other people like Ron and Princess Diana and other light beings from source. They know we're going to show up. They don't know when, but they know you're going to get us. We're going to get our feet underneath us. And so the race is to not only the confusion of what you are, but the race is to genetically modify you. You're just going to start connecting the dots, genetically modify you throughout your life. So when you get to the end of the 2000 years, remember, we're just all an epigenetic tree. Thank you very much, BBS. And we'll see you on the other side. We'll continue on with more about me. Cheers. On the other side, we are here, and it's what I'm doing my best to convey is these tortures all have a real reason to them. There's a process here for suppressing the light body getting into the physical body. So that's the Cliff Notes version, It's what I've experienced in the underworld. By no means does the underworld have anything to do with the most incredible place on this planet, is the Hollow Earth people. They consider that the surface, the underworld people, and can't believe it either. So the magnificent Hollow Earth people, when I originally came to this planet, the standard is it okay if we participate with you? And to meet Billy's father and get his permission and blessing to participate many, many, many eons ago, many generations of humans ago, was a great, great honor. And that's what we usually do as a collective, all of us, when we go to, let's say, a new planet, much like Star Trek, is, hey, I was wondering what it's like to be a purple people eater. come on and be one. Come on, we want you. No, we don't want you here. We've got enough people here, you know, whatever it is. Okay, that's a little comedy because it's been a little dark here, but that's basically what we do when we go to other dimensions and other planets. You know, it's a great honor to be in physicality, though, you know, to have the tactile capabilities in the third and fourth dimension is a brilliant show of how massively awesome we are. Just to breathe, get up in the morning is an incredible experience. I'm going to continue with the CIA torture chambers because they marry well with the dark. And there's so much dark over on some of these silos of these agencies that it's hard to distinguish the good from the bad. And as you can tell, my MK Ultra settlement check hasn't come. So that's why I want everyone to know about this. My MyLab, by the way, if you know the name of the programs, you don't know the name of the programs. that's how good they are. So if you think there's such thing as that MK Ultra, you've been duped. Okay. They're all covers. Because at the end of the day, just like Paul Hillier was doing his best to tell everybody, aliens are running your governance of you, because they're also have a process control industry of genetic modification. Why do you think the medical industry is so massive? In the event, because Q is misbehaving every turn, we're going to do something. At the same time, they get a lot of bang for the buck to watch, just watching the light come into my physical body and almost all of us. So the ability to take me from one body to another because they have a genetic match or a Merkaba match doesn't really matter. So one of their favorite torture chambers is it's like a cement coffin. So I don't have on the tip of my head that technology came from a planet that's pretty common to most people. I'll get it back here in a minute. But the spirit is put into basically a cement block, and then a frequency band is put around the cement block. And so they put me in there. It's probably around 50 years. So what's interesting, so you're still alive, but you're in so some of that stuff in Star Wars is correct. You can freeze a spirit in a physical body, keep it alive, and you can freeze a spirit and put it in a physical body and keep it alive. So they were able to put me in another vessel, so to speak, and hold me there until I became a good boy. Now, in this case, I was rescued, but it's okay. That's how it worked. All right. So we're starting to give up on Q. This is the short version. There's many, 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 many things going on here that I'd like to go into, but I want to be respectful of the time here. We only have about an hour left, and we've got a lot more to talk about. The opportunity now is, okay, let's get him out of here. He's not in the program anymore. We're gonna get him back to the right age, so to speak. We give up. No, we don't. We're just going to watch him for the rest of his life. The final implant put on me was a soul overlay. And I have talked about this a couple of shows, so forgive the redundancy for the legacy people. The soul overlay works like this. Basically, if you take a satellite dish and you bounce it off a satellite, or you're starting to see some of it be pretty common when you look at scalar and other technologies. You can send a signal into a brain, and it can be recognized as memories. It can be recognized as future desire. They take the cube. Stuart's word will probably does the best explaining it. They take the cube of your brain and they put what you believe you experienced and or what you should be doing. And in any event, what happened eventually as I became a father and married, normal life, that I'm being tricked into this normal life because the implants worked very good, by the way. And so I don't know who I am at this subsection of my life, midsection after I get out of the tortures, and I take on this normal life. And what occurred is they're basically steering me to fit into the population. And one day, these are all special forces guys. When I say they saved me, they did. The special forces know this is going on. And one day they hacked the satellite to skull technology and started talking to me through my head. And that person was murdered almost instantly. Killed because he obviously went around their security system and informed me what was going on. And of course, I don't have all my memories back yet. And I just stopped right then and there. And that I will fill in some dates in the future, but it's not important, the dates right now. What occurred then and there was recognizing how frequency and the spirit comes into the physical body because of what the individual told me. And he had to do it really quick. And almost everybody that interacts with me gets hassled. The special forces people, my dear friend, Max Steele, who took the last implant out of me, he was murdered as well. And they did it while I was on the phone with them. And that's their little calling card for me not to tell you this information today. And as you can see, I don't care, because I know I was here 2000 years ago with you, and I'm going to never let you go through this alone. I will never let you go through this alone. I will always be here with you. We are marvelous and we deserve everything, and we're going to get it. So that is my encouragement for everyone as I keep going here. The beauty of this story is now I know that something's wrong. I'm going, okay, wait a minute. I just had someone talking in my head. And so coincidentally, the normie profession I was in complemented my entire upbringing through the secret space program, Secret Soldiers. They did make me a soldier too. They do have video of me murdering all sorts of people, as you call it, a mentoring candidate. And they had me do it with my technology of knowing. So they abducted my special powers, and I could wipe out a field of people if they wanted me to. And I have to live with that for the rest of my life, of course. But knowing full well it wasn't 100% me. In any event, that's what they'll use against me if I ever came out and went public with this. Oh, I guess we are. Ha ha. Anyway, what was fascinating at the concurrence of this, recognizing that I've been implanted and all my thoughts were not mine for all those years because of the CIA implants and the programming of Mr. Pavic. What I was able to do is I recognized it. My body started rejecting the implants. And so the first biological implant came out my nose. And so it looked a little bit like, I would say, like a tiny worm, almost like a maggot, a very small maggot. Forgive the description. And then the original implant, which was given to me in the hospital when I was born. It was actually given to my mother, and then she digests it, and then of course the baby gets it. So it's quite interesting technology. So I was born with the implant from the get-go, decades ago, by the way. So that implant came out of my tailbone. So I'm sitting in the career I was in, which complemented my industrial military abduction. Let's just say I was a contractor for the military. I had to sit a lot and do process engineering and so forth. And that implant grew, my body made this huge boil right on my tailbone. So of course you can't sit on it. And so I go to the doctor, and the doctor says, whoa, let's get this out of there. Hey, do you want to look what I found? And so I did keep it for a while, and I realized, and I was going to tattle on everybody. And I said, you know, these programs are designed so I can't tattle. So I ended up throwing it away. But, and then anyway, the soul overlay, this is how we'll lead into the Q-posts. The soul overlay was the trickiest one, because that industrial program still exists today. So if you're getting transient thoughts in your head, don't be surprised after today that you start recognizing them more, because the harmonics of my voice is going to implement more tools for you. And again, this is how the light works. This is how source works. I'm actually raising your frequency by me communicating with you. This is how we designed ascension. So the more I get talking, the more I can transmit to you. That's why we don't need very many of us down here, because source is paying great attention to this place. I am from source. And so now your light is growing just like me. So you can go on every mountain and pray to all sorts of gods and stones. You don't have a choice in raising your frequency if I'm here. That's how it works. The fun part about this story and the bad part about this story is I now have two implants removed, and my spiritual awakening process is exploding. And it took many years for me to get my memories back. And I'm starting to vet everything. I'm like, okay, got it. So, you know, I know I'm a couple hundred years old at this point, even though I'm in a body of a 50-year-old. And I know I've got one more implant, but I don't know how it works. And it's remote, and it's got a combination of scalar. It's got a combination of hyperbolic radio, and they can change it, and they can triangulate it, and they have a mesh network. Even decades ago, they have a mesh network to send thoughts into your head that aren't yours. The aliens have it. The CIA have it, which is one and the same. They all can transmit a frequency into your head and of thoughts that aren't yours, because the normal state of being for a spirit is neutral peace. So if you're not in peace energy and you can't stop thinking, that's not you. I'm sorry to inform, and I'm sorry to ruin the party, but if you cannot stop thinking, there's your clue. I did not say creating something isn't good or bad. I'm saying consciousness is before thought. Observing thinking is what I'm suggesting, and knowing that's how they're abducting us redundantly to steer society. And all you have to do is turn on this computer and you can see how they do it. And that's how I wanted to marry it to the conversation of you very quickly. Now, this last implant is very important, because I know it's there, but I can't figure out how to get rid of it, even though I can go to remote places. I see how they're doing it, but I can't shake it off. So I'm able to take my consciousness. I could go to the telecommunications place they had the device. I can go even to another frequency, another dimension, and look back here. And I can see exactly how it works, but I can't shake it off. It's like it's a flea I can't get off. So I started searching out the most psychic people on the planet, all the greatest psychics. You know, I'm looking for a Simon Parks, a Carrie Cassidy, let's see, I'm looking for Alexandra Meters, again, someone who got abducted because she worked with me. I find Max Steele, Special Forces. He had the Octurian technology, the harmonic frequency removal healing kits that, believe it or not, I sent him before I come into this lifetime. So I was able to go backwards in time and give him something for my future. And we laugh about it again. I used to time travel with you. Yeah. So anyway, so I know it sounds fantastic, but it's very easy for me to time travel. I don't like the word time travel. Knowing travel, if you will, knowing a coordinate, so I can take my consciousness and I can put it somewhere else and I can share consciousness with other beings. This is fairly normal when you're attached to source dramatically. All right. So I basically saved myself is what I'm saying from all these implants, but I had to go experience it. But it's funny how they're playing with time there. They know I'm coming into this system. They know I'm coming in through the ascension process, and they gave me tremendous roadblocks is really what I'm doing my best to explain today. There's vastly more, but that's at least a good body of material, how good they are at managing us before we get here. So, I'm fortunate and unfortunate. I had to go through all the tortures, but I'm fortunate at least I got to see them and then fix the problem. And I can do that for many different reasons. But at the end of the day, I will never, ever control free will, ever. And it's my great passion to always live that way, participating with you all. Yes. But never will I use my abilities to control the outcome of someone else because I've learned the hard way. I have changed the color of a traffic light in my favor. And recognizing I destroyed someone else's day because they got a red light and I got a green light. I will never do that. And we all have these abilities, by the way. Now let's talk about the cue posts so we can get some final resolution, I hope, on this. So
thank you.
The reason we use the letter Q is that is the first letter of my full spirit name, my first life in individuality. Got to be careful because I have shared space with other individuals, so to speak. As an example, Ron Amatron was the healer with me 2000 years ago, but he didn't stay with me the entire time, and vice versa. I didn't stay in the vessel 2000 years ago, 100% of the time, because I'm a catalyst. As you can see, I come and make things happen. I turn over rocks. That's my passion. I like to make things go, 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 go. And Ron is an example. He loved healing. When I do healings, he does come and help and support me. And he's no longer with us because he did his time in a big way. And I know he's been on BBS and I'm very proud of him. And he took some knocks for sure. The cue posts look like this. Everyone should get real comfortable with the technology you're common with and how it marries with the gateway, the portal technology that's used to transmit and receive consciousness from you to and from source. If I put a lie detector anode on every person on the planet, what do you think I would receive? I would receive everyone's thoughts, lies. Well, that's all the cue posts really are, is everything you're doing right now on the computer, every thought you have, every desire that gets manifested is being transmitted to source because you're a light being, okay? And we use the creation light ship. What it's able to do is just bounce it right back to you. But so it's a higher dimensional vessel that is directly from source. And I've taken many people up. And since we've been doing these talks, and that is my validation. So we've come around your universe, come around your solar system, especially this area, because it's the ascension cycle. And this is a tool to help. So it does not work unless there's a being here from source continuously. So that's why I say the ascension process happens when for lack of a better term, source shows up. That's me. That's Ron Amatron. That's Princess Diana. That's Buddha. That we're transient. You're the special ones. I guarantee you. So we show up, and this is a natural event ascension. It's to recalibrate and reconfigure your light body back to your home planet in most cases, or move on someplace else. But it's fantastic to, in this case, it's fantastic to see all of you are going to go from 10% to 100% in a split of a second and go, oh my gosh, how did I fall for that? So we will talk about that after I define the Q post. The Q post were given to some special families that looks like people are figuring out who they were back in the early 60s, mid 60s, when a very special person was killed. And that special person was one of our hotshots we brought down here in a genetic match for receiving more light. And their family made it to very prominent positions in American government. And their family has a genetic lineage that is a very special to receiving more light body in them. And there was more than one family, but oh, I think we know who we're talking about. And what's special about those events is they could see the capability of the gateway, we'll call it the Q gateway, because they had a portion of all of our light transmitting, okay? But they needed a light being here for it to work 100%. So you've heard of maybe topics like Project Looking Glass, things like that. Mm-hmm. They had at least that much capability of seeing the future based on our decision-making process day in and day out. And of course, the post tense of this is they gave everybody iPhones and they're still doing their best to do it. So you're also seeing people like, you know, many people have computers that can predict the future because of all of the extrapolation of data they have. Maybe Cliff High or several economists have them, and they predict the future because of our decision making is done a lot on these computers. In any event, up until 2017, they don't see any real predictive information as a whole until my beloved Max Steele removes the last implant off of my skull. Mm. So as soon as that overlay was taken off, there were three of us. Originally, there was five of us. Ron being one of them. We won't count Princess Di because she was passed away by then. But there was five of us, and all the other four all got captured by the dark. So I'm the only one who is not in the dark right now. But the other two, what we did is we shared light. We dispatched two more light beings to replace the three that couldn't make it or are still captured by the dark. So now there's a total of three of us. And the abilities we have now is to be a receiver. One's a receiver, one's a transmitter, one's a ground. And you do it in threes like that, just like a conduit, so that you have the anchor point of the reception of source. And then you have the ground to hold us here. And you have the receiver to get the source in here, and then you have the transmitter, and you can guess which one I am. And so as long as we're transmitting continually to and from source as source, that's how it worked. It should be really easy to, that's the best I can do to explain it in the English language, is you're just now getting more light in a region of a universe. And so now you're going to get more of your light. And you all actually designed it that way for the recalibration, reconfiguring of yourself. This was all your design, by the way, our design. It's the natural course of ascension is to get in, grow our light, and make a decision. Okay, now, why are we not ascending every 2,000 years? Because they have a recycling system here. So all of you listening to this, are being recycled over and over and over and over and over. And you missed this, you missed the ascension time last time too. So many of you have been here hundreds of lives when you don't have to. And that's where my passion comes in, is I'm not letting you go through this alone. I'm going to do my best to explain. There's only one book. There's only one book, and you wrote it. You wrote it, God. All of you wrote it. It has one page in it. Go within. Go within and use your highest excitement and joy and inspiration to make your choices each and every day. And the bad guys cannot touch us. They cannot touch us whatsoever. And that is the only messaging I'm doing my best to explain to you. If I can find a better way, please someone help me. It's either songs or these shows, but it's an exciting time. It's really exciting. And I will leave with one more conversation real quick about the underworld and how it works. These guys do not want me telling you the rest of the story here, but we're going to do it anyway, of course. The aliens that are here that you can physically see, they work for the aliens you can't see. There's a vast hierarchical system. And we'll talk about the aliens you can't see. And I'll show you how they affect the aliens you can't see that are in physical. The aliens you can't see, what they're able to do is they do have vessels. They have time travel. These are all mechanical, though, unlike me. They have time. They can cut and paste time in real time. So those are funny words for you don't know you're being abducted because the cutting and pasting is right on the line of your memory system. You can't tell that you're stopping and starting, stopping and starting. So they can basically regenerate an entire body and have your light body come back in the physical body. And that's the purpose of the cloning. Okay, so I'm going to marry over to you in my next segue here. So we're going to talk about you predominantly while we talk about the aliens and why they do it. All right, so the aliens you can't see, they've genetically made another body of you instantly. They're very good at it. Although you look like you're still you, because they can cut and paste time, everything and everyone, except guess what they don't mess with? They don't mess with nature. They don't mess with the trees. They don't mess with the oceans because they live a high frequency. They can't touch them because their intentions are so pure and so strong. So this gets back to the underworld and how good they are at this. So the aliens have made aliens, and they've also made artificial intelligence to merge and complement the agendas. So their best trick is you don't know they exist. They don't have a name. They don't have an identity. And you can't see them because they're cutting and pasting. Now, here's their mistake with me. Because I'm in real time, I don't get cut and pasted. I can see them doing it. But I don't have anyone to tell. That's their favorite little joke. They know I'm the only one that can see it because I'm in time. Now, that's changing for a lot of people. They're starting to see it out the side of their eyes. And because some of it is from my education and others, and Ron's and many others. But they think it's a gas that they're doing it right in front of me. And I can, and that's what's been going on for the last 2,000 years to make sure you didn't believe that I walked the earth. So when I come back, you'll make this false idol out of me, but I'm just a light being that comes here to support you. And you are the real gods because you're out here creating universes. Every single inch that you're looking at right now was created by you. The door you open today or tomorrow has nothing behind it because you're in a quantifiable instant universe that you created just by believing there's something behind the door. That's how unbelievable you are. The aliens are counting on the bad guys, the dark. They're counting on you not knowing that. That's why they don't want me doing this. But they also keep up all the videos and the talk because they don't think you're going to believe me. Because they believe they've done such a good job of programming you in the psyop of what you really are, that you're never going to get any of this information and actually believe it, know it, if you will. So these aliens, what they're doing is they actually bred aliens to be in your physical reality to do their work, because these aliens that live on the crust of your dimension aren't able to climb any higher, as I started the conversation. Notice they don't talk about the many planets I've been to in the fifth, sixth, seventh dimensions, because they can't get there. They know nothing about them, but they sure as hell want to get there. They really want to get there because they're tuckered out here. They've played the game so long, all their tricks. See, if you look at your technology on the surface, you'll see they've taken you just as far as you can go before you get the real stuff. And the real stuff is you. You're the technology. You're the massive technology. Every one of you are the technology they want. And so in the meantime, you get some toys. you get some plastic vehicles. You get some combustion control. Hey, this is great. Just give them enough. And so now there's a great dilemma that they didn't time it right. Okay. Because they whipped out some of their tools against us, genetic modification, and they were too early. Okay. And I'm your clue with this conversation. So now they've showed us their hand, and now we all have the opportunity to go through the ascension cycle. As long as we keep healthy with ourselves, we're all accountable for ourselves. The underworld works is very well organized. It's very, very well organized. Don't ever underestimate how savvy they are, how intelligent they are. Their IQs cannot be measured. The IQ test is actually bullshit, of course, but they are vastly intelligent. Never underestimate their knowledge of spirit either, and how they want to abduct it continuously. So their play toy of this version of humans, there's been many, it is not to be undermined, and it's not a comedy for me. It's just that they know how good they are at this. The underworld looks a lot like this, and this is why our above world should be connecting the dots with you pretty quickly here, if not already. The below world, which I call the human manufacturing process, has physical aliens in it. And again, please go to forthepeople.space, and you go to the alien section there, and the beautiful web designer there is marvelous and has done a great job. And get through that stuff, get through Ron's teachings. It's his passion to do those. But the physical aliens that live underground, they want to make sure you don't know they're there either. And of course, there are many silos within silos of our militaries globally that are on the same page, on the same team, even though they wear a different jersey. And they want to eradicate them for obvious reasons. But think about how difficult it is to fight a war where you don't know where people are, have time continuation machines, and are underground. So, think about it above ground, let alone below ground, and weapons you can't even imagine. The pulse weapons they have, they can basically cut you in half just with their minds. And so now we're going to make another world right underneath the crust of our world. Think about how many layers they can go down. And certainly Billy is, she has experience at Area 51 than I do. We can use Area 51 as an example, but Dulce is probably a better one. There's a bunch of Dulce bases around the planet. And only the aliens that work down there know how to get through them. Now, a lot of the radar does work in places that goes into the earth, but they have techniques to reflect it too. So it's a long, long, tough journey for many decades dealing with these folks. And so it's very tough fighting underground, because these aliens who've made aliens here and control them with artificial intelligence, they do not have a heart center. They don't have a bargaining center. They do not care about anything other than going left or right. And they have massive capabilities, and they have great intelligence, and they're being controlled by another level of aliens. I'm sure that's not new news. But notice you're not seeing any of them. That's how good they are. Notice there's no one coming from another universe to help you, because we're helping us, and that's it. See, the higher dimensional beings, why you're not getting help from the higher dimensional beings is because they know better than to disrupt another civilization. Have many conversations with this, the Galactic Federation and others. They're so intelligent. They're so capable. They would never bother you because they believe you're so overqualified. You got this. That's why you're not getting help. And so when people tell you, yeah, I was talking to the commander of the Palladian craft XYZ, you know, sorry, you're being manipulated. Because if how many more cloning events would we have here and not get help? How many more wars? It's up to us, everyone. It's up to us to create a higher frequency reality just based on living in an inspirational, joyful decision-making process each and every day. Again, you're in a quantifiable, instant, organizing, conscious universe right now. There is a universe that you just created when you turned around. That's what you are. You're a God creating universes. Now, there is many more subjects we could carry over with this. Jane, do you think we got a good body of work out today?
Oh, my goodness. There's so much that you've divulged, that you have revealed to our, for us. And it's going to take a while for us to be able to sift through, understand, integrate, and loving all of the wonderful high source energies that you have brought to the table to each and every one of us has been so magnificent and amazing. We're so grateful. And we have to take this on, obviously, as you know, to another part two or even a part three. As we continue on this journey, as we continue with your words of encouragement and enlightenment, you know, that we are the gods and goddesses have always been. And now it's time for us just to forget about. And I don't want to get into the dark and all of that, because they seem awfully devious. They appear or seem, again, more intelligent if they've got all this technology to be able to clone and all of those devices, et cetera. It seems like an impossible dream, you know, and maybe mm-hmm. that's one of the things that maybe we could talk about on our next call.
But. Very good. So that, can we talk about us now? So that's yes. The third section.
I'm sorry. Okay. Yes. We only have a few minutes.
Yes. Okay. So now as we observe us and somewhat of a luxury, I get to look at us from another frequency. So if you looked at planet Earth and from another location, you would see mass chaos. And that's the design here. And this is how the healing is going to be. I'm going to promote some healing here. So the bad guys want massive chaos. The good guys want massive chaos. Okay. So the Q posts are a psyop to fight the psyop. Okay. The Q posts are now literally doing their best to make fun of the fact that you're watching a show and enjoy the popcorn, connect the dots. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so this is where I desire to bring value. If you're going to watch the show, what do you think the ending is going to look like? Has anybody given you a plan? As I say, you're the plan. You have to decide what reality you want. If you don't like governance, you don't have to have it. If you don't like the IRS, quit paying them. If you don't want to use gas, stop. I know it's not easy because we've adopted all of these systems. But I assure you, I'm not going to go through this without you. And I encourage everyone to start collaborating in your own communities in an inspirational way in which brings you great joy. And I guarantee you this stuff will change in 5 seconds. Now, the physical healing I wish to transfer is start paying attention when source myself and others, when we brought more light to your reality, what's happening is you're getting more of that knowledge you already had. So naturally, that knowledge when you came into the universe was unlimited. There was not one thing you didn't know except the experience of the knowledge you had to go be the purple people eater or the human, whatever it is. You wanted, you're the master creator and experiencer. That's all you're doing is experiencing. And now we're looking at a physical being that doesn't necessarily understand that they're a light being first and takes on all the rubbish that's been installed in us. And so you're watching now the technology come through here. Certainly Simon Parks is showing some of that and others. They're having the technology is naturally materializing from your manifestation of more knowledge, because our bodies have been restricting the light column so well up until this generation, and it's flowering. And so we're all getting much smarter, much healthier, but please pay attention to deception. You should be able to now, there should be no way anybody could lie to anybody now, as an example. So you should be able to feel the truth when you work with someone, you talk to someone, you play with someone, whatever it is. That's one of the healing processes that have nothing to do with going to a healer, as an example. You're naturally bringing in more of your light just because the light source is paying more attention to you. That's you. That's us. And what I'm encouraging you to do in the healing process is to talk to source, talk to yourself in a way that's out loud, verbal, with your harmonics, just like we're doing today. So my great passion is for everyone to learn Creation Lightship. You can go to the Creation Lightship webpage, learn some of those exercises. I'll give you a quick example real quick. We can talk to the universe. We can talk to our individual selves. I can command my spirit to increase my life force energy now, and it will. I can command the universe to give me more of me now. And it will work, because all I just did was talk to me. The universe is you. That's how incredible we are. Us. We're all us as a molding, creating experiencers, developing this universe however we wish. That's the best I can do, Jay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very, very, very much. Thank you. This call is ended for today. Send this information out to as many people as you can, whether they're awake or not. This is our mission. Thank you, everyone. So be it. It is done. Thank you, Don, for BBS and your show, and very, very much to Source Q, to all of us who are here today. Let's get everyone together now. So be it. It is done. We'll be right back.